when my love is away? Does it worry you to be alone? How do I feel by the end of the
day? If you want to know what's going on in the world of your own health and well-being, you've come to the right place. Every week, the Good Day program presents you a couple of hours of information from two experts that are different in the way they approach their fields, but they both have my respect and my regard. I learn something from Dr. Jack Stockwell every week and Dr. Ken Kronhaus as well. In this hour of Good Day Health, Dr. Jack Stockwell from the ForbiddenDoctor.com. He and his wife Mary are the producers of a podcast that is fabulously popular and successful because of the way Dr. Stockwell puts it. It's right straight from his shoulder. For example, this week, if you have cancer, there's information in this podcast that nobody beside Jack and his wife Mary will tell you. This is a tough conversation. A lot of people, when they hear it for the first time, can you imagine? You see people all the time, I'm sure, Jack, and they've just come from another doctor, and he's told them they have cancer.
Yep.
Well, we all have cancer. We have cancer in our system, free radicals, and whether or not treating it with chemicals or in a natural way is the best way to treat it depends on how severe your fear quotient is, doesn't it, as much as anything
well,
else?
Well, you know, we have people who are constantly asking us questions about that very topic. And so that's why we put this latest podcast together. If you have cancer, no doctor is going to tell you this. And the questions we ask them are you afraid? If you're afraid of cancer, then there's a certain route you need to follow with your oncologist. If you're not afraid of the cancer, then in conjunction with what you do, according to your oncologist's advice, there are some other things that you might want to consider. Because fear is at the heart of succumbing to the cancer. It's not the only thing, but it's one of the more causative factors of the progression of cancer that we have seen, that research seems to indicate. And the people who beat it left and right were the people who were saying, not me. We're gonna beat this. We're going to kick this, and we're going to do everything we can to do so outside of the standard medical approach, the standard of care. They're going to do a bunch of other things. And that's what we talk about in this podcast. It's not offered as a cure for cancer, obviously. But it's in answer to so many people who ask us, well, what can we do besides chemo? What can we do besides surgery and radiation? Well, there's a lot of things, and it starts with your mindset. And that's what we go into, as well as several other things, the nutritional aspect and the enzymes and everything else. We talk an awful lot more than fear on this last podcast, but I wanted to start that conversation off in that direction. We go to the heart and core of why it's there, why it's developing, and how to stop it.
All right. So you want to give us just one piece of this that will bring people around? You have these enzymes that we talk about that have been – it's hard for you to say – exactly what they'll do, because I know the FDA or whoever doesn't let you do that. But the long life energy enzymes have seemed to, in this circumstance that I'm reading about, a very positive effect on people.
Yes.
And using natural products. And this has been an age-old article. An age-old controversy, Jack. This is not something new. One guy says take the chemicals. Somebody else says eat the right foods and take the right herbs. So who do what's at stake? My life's at stake.
One of the most positive effects, one of the most positive things that you can do to beat the cancer inside of you is the very thing day-to-day that stops cancer growth. And everybody else that has cancer cells, it never really develops into a big tumor. And that's what was discovered over 100 years ago with Dr. James Beard, an embryologist in the University of Edinburgh, when he found out that in all enzymes, all mammals, the pancreas starts releasing enzymes long before there's any digestive food taking place in the digestive system. And what they found are these enzymes that are released are the enzymes that convert this massively growing placenta and stops it from its explosive growth and slows it way down so that it becomes a mature placenta. And if that does, and the placenta develops the same way cancer cells do. It's a, you know, we talk about it in the podcast at length. And these enzymes, when you have a healthy pancreas and the pancreas is releasing these enzymes on a regular basis into the blood, not to digest food, but to destroy cancer cells, you can. We have patients who've been smoking for 60, 70, 80 years.
Yeah.
And have never once had anything take place in their lungs, their throat, their mouth, or anything of a cancer. And when you look at the diets and when you look at how these people take care of themselves and what their basic attitudes are, we have a patient in Israel who just sent us an extensive explanation as to how this has affected him, and he went so far as to print it on our Long Life Energy Enzymes page on Amazon, where he talks about his liver that had spots on it, other organs had growing cysts and tumors on it, are completely tumor-free now. And he ascribes that completely to the effect of these enzymes.
All right, so you can check them out. The product that's at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Actually, there are two of them there that you can examine. The Long Life Energy Enzymes is one of them, and the Ageless Thyroid product is another. And if you decide you want to get them, if you use the code Doug for 10% off, that's cool. Stay away from processed foods. That's another one of the things that it's hard for all of us to do that, but it is very important and necessary to do it. Otherwise, you know, they do things to your body. Why do you think when they dig people up now and when you exhume someone who's been in the ground for a while and their bodies are still intact, it's because they've eaten all this processed junk around and it's preserving your body even when you're dead.
Yeah.
So it isn't preserving it to make it better. It's just
good
preserving
point.
It to keep the pieces together. Also, you have their symptom, the survey that is a profile of current conditions in your body, which you can get at ForbiddenDoctor.com. So I want to make sure everybody knows.
Yeah, I don't know anybody else who offers that, Doug.
Well, a free
symptom survey, and then if you want to go any further, a free 30-minute consult with our nutritionist who will go over the results of your survey with you at no charge. I don't know anybody anywhere who offers that.
ForbiddenDoctor.com. All right, so we have those things that are important to remember. And then there are the medical items, questions from you. You can send them to Doug at DougStephan.com. What do you want Dr. Jack and I to discuss? In a moment, a focus on pain management and how it seems to be changing for the better or not. We'll find out. That we'll examine that with Jack giving it his best thought process. In the meantime, speaking of thoughts and thought process, you get a lot of blood to your brain. You're going to be thinking well. You want more energy in your body and more stamina in your body. Everything's going to be working well, working better than it ever has. And that's why I want you to give Superbeats a call at 800-655-4183. 800-655-4183 will open up the door to your future. And your future is built around, in part, Jack's talking about certain things going on in your body, dietary nitrates, nitric oxide, the molecule that opens up your arteries, getting more circulation all over. The microvessels in your body benefit because blood's going everywhere, to your muscles, to your heart, to your head. Get in on the program. This is something that's been so effective. It's safe. It enhances your body. And it's frankly become so well known. It's almost Superbeats, Jack, almost a household word when you talk to people about blood pressure and healthy support for circulation, that kind of stuff. People don't have to take any more caffeine products. This is not caffeine. This is just an all-natural product that has lots of nitric oxide in it. Beets grown the way they do in a non-GMO facility. They cook them, and then they dry them, and then they powder them. So it goes into the canister, and you get the results. Tastes great, works in a few minutes. You'll want to feel every moment of every day the way you do when you first experience for the first time the Superbeats. It's just, I say it, and because I take them every day myself, sometimes it takes I'm not sure. People say, I find you credible. Okay, good. I would like to be credible, and the reason that I'm credible is because I take this stuff.
Well, the proof's in the pudding.
Yes, it is.
And you ever notice how much better for a few moments you feel after a good belly laugh?
Yes.
Because of all that oxygen that you're getting into the system by trying to keep up with that laughter. Well, what if you could just take a teaspoon of something, mix it in water, and have essentially the same effect taking place once those nitrates get into the system, the endothelial wall of your arterial structures will trigger the release of nitric oxide that causes those vessels to expand and get bigger.
Yep. Brings the blood everywhere. Okay, so we've told you the story. You've got the pitch. Call 800-655-4183. Get your first supply, which is a three-month supply. You pay for that. You'll actually get a 30-day supply in addition. So you get four-month supply. You pay for three. Get the book Beat the Odds, and shipping comes when you mention Doug or Jack. So go to 800-655-4183. That's the underscore here. Call and order Super Beats. Great, great. It's not medicinal, but I suppose in a sense it is. It's healthful.
Well, it's food. It's food.
Yeah, imagine
it's
that.
Mother, it's what Mother Nature produced for that very effect.
800-655-4183 or buy him at Doug. LikesBeats.com.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to IdentifyEPI.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit IdentifyEPI.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Hi, Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen on Good Day Health. I was just talking to Jack about microbiomes and how the lingo changes. Basically, that's what's in your gut, right? It's the good stuff in your gut.
It's primarily in the gut. It's in a few other places, but it's primarily in the gut. Hey, Mary wants to know if you got the information.
Hold your question. Hold on. Don't go away.
This report is brought to you by Odor Eaters. Ripley's Believe It or Not hosted the annual National Odor Eaters Rotten Sneaker Contest in New York City. This year, seven participants from across the country worked hard to stink up their shoes for a chance to win the national title. But only one rancid pair of sneakers could take the prize of $2,500 with an additional two-night stay in New York City, tickets to the Broadway show Aladdin, and a supply of Odor Eaters products to kick out the odor from his funky footwear. This year, Connor Slocum was the grand prize winner. Rachel Hertz, Ph.D., author and professor, Brown University.
It's amazing how foul kids' sneakers can get from just everyday activities. These keep getting more rotten every year. We're happy to have this contest where kids can find a place to be themselves and have fun. The Rotten Sneaker Contest allows them to be proud of themselves and just be kids.
To learn more, visit www.odoreaters.com or the Odor Eaters Rotten Sneaker Contest Facebook page.
April is National Car Care Month. Time to give your ride some TLC. Here's the car coach, Lauren Fix.
How would you like to go a whole year between oil changes? I like Mobil 1 Annual Protection with fully synthetic formulation for extended oil life. It protects your engine for 1 year or 20,000 miles.
And where the rubber meets the road, get a grip.
You're going to want a tire that performs well in all road and weather conditions. Kumho Tire fits that bill. The Exta PS91 is an ultra-high performance summer tire. Great handling and control in dry and wet conditions.
How to know when to replace your car's battery?
53% of people wait for their battery to die before they replace it. Before it does, visit Batteries Plus Bulbs for a free battery test. Need a new one? Their pros will do a free replacement. Choose Duracell Ultra, AGM, and more.
Seeing clearly now?
If not, clean your windshield. I like scrub blade wiper blades. They use a new innovative two-part cleaning system that removes not only water, but also bugs and debris.
More at laurenfix.com.
It's 23 and change after the hour now. Dr. Jack Stockwell with me. I'm Doug Steffen. This is our weekly event, Good Day Health, focus on your well-being, your nutrition. All right, so Jack's wife, Mary, who is somebody that I'm very I love Jack and Mary. They're both great professionals, but they're great people, and we have a lot of fun together. So, all right, what has she got up her sleeve?
Well, she wants to know if you got the information she sent you on Lyme disease because of the protocol we have for Lyme.
Yeah. And so?
And so, are you following it? Are you looking at it closely? Here's the thing about Lyme. Is
what I'm doing is following the stuff you gave me for my
heart. For the heart.
More closely than I am the
okay.
Lyme stuff. Because what I've read and what I sense about Lyme disease is that it has now become a cause celeb. What I found myself in is a weave. I've been woven into something that appears to be one of those deals, almost like the discussion of whether you ought to get vaccines or not. Lyme disease appears to be something that comes and goes, and that one doctor will say one thing about it and another will say something else. I have no signs of it, no symptoms whatsoever. What I have is a blood test that
yeah.
shows that I have a raging course of it in my system.
Right. And here's the thing. Mary sent you a video on glyphosates.
Yeah.
Glyphosates, the main chemical that's in Roundup.
Yeah.
And what they have found is that people who have a lot of grain in their intake in their daily diets that yeah. is not the GMO stuff but has glyphosates on it, glyphosates mimic Lyme symptoms, and that's why it comes and goes and comes and goes and comes and goes, is because your body gets a handle on this until it's weakened by something else you eat that's got glyphosates, and glyphosates are almost everywhere anymore.
Yep.
So that's why it's the cause celebre anymore.
Well, the situation is such that the things, it's like we're poisoning ourselves, and this becomes, it almost... It's not annoying, but you hear the same thing all the time, and you hear these pat answers. I had somebody on my farm show last week who was a shill for Monsanto, and she'd heard me on the American Farm Show that I do I do several different programs outside of the Monday through Friday show, and I focus on things like the medical that we do here. And the farms, the American Family Farmer, and the farms that are dwindling left and right. And so this lady had heard me talking about Monsanto and the things we've just been talking about, the various pesticides and the things that are in them and how they aren't good for us. And they argue all the time that, of course, they are. And they have lots of money, so they can spend the money to try to disrupt the conversation that you and I are having, or other people with intelligence have, about what happens to you when you're exposed to all of this stuff. If the Europeans have in their wisdom said you can't use this stuff over here, is that just because they're smarter than we are? Is it that they aren't as smart as we are? I mean, that's what Monsanto would have you believe. They're not very smart. Because here we have this opportunity to grow much more food, feed many more people. But what they don't tell you is what's going to happen when you eat the food. And so if, in fact, I'm hearing from Mary that I may not have Lyme disease, but what's going on in my body, wouldn't the blood test, though, show the difference of the makeup of how the chemical composition was in my bloodstream so that you could tell that it came from, you know, I mean, I've been on the farm all my life, but I don't use these. Well, used them when we were younger because we didn't know any better. But now, would you say that that stuff is still?
Well, a lot of this stuff, unless you go through some kind of a detox program or some kind of a removal process to get the buildup of this material, because it's fat soluble, it's stored in fat cells. And even thin people have an awful lot more fat inside of themselves than they're aware of. Mm-hmm. Organs are wrapped in it. It has an accumulative buildup effect that needs a specific detox program.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing what we do to our body. We don't even know. It's complex. All of this stuff is very complex. Even with a complex healthcare system, the key to a better hospital patient experience may be easier than you think. Listen to this, and maybe we'll talk a little bit about how healthcare professionals present differently under the different systems that are available in our country. Here's Andy Solomon.
How can healthcare professionals continue to provide the best possible patient experience? One simple but effective tool is to ask what is most important to each patient. Executive Dean Doris Severon of University of Phoenix College of Health Professions has more.
Our recent survey found that patients' priorities include getting answers to their questions and having a connection with their healthcare professionals. Healthcare professionals agree, with most registered nurses saying that connecting with patients on a personal level has a major impact on the quality of care given.
In a complex healthcare environment, it's important to have a well-educated healthcare workforce to ensure that patient concerns are met.
Healthcare professionals who have the tools they need to address key patient priorities, whether at bedside or elsewhere, are essential to a thriving healthcare system. By being aligned in what is most important to both patient and professional, everyone will benefit.
For more, go to phoenix.edu. Now you're in the know.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough, the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer, the ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer.
You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can do it for yourself. Let Haynes Manuals Online show you how.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Over your shoulder. For a minute, I'll forget that I'm older. I want to dance with
you. We're trying to help you as you grow older, feel better about yourself, get rid of the pain, the old experience. What is it they say? No pain, no gain. I'm not sure I am a believer.
That's not necessarily true.
In this way, anyway. Jack Stockwell is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Good day, Health. 34 past the hour. Don't forget to take advantage of that special telephone line that's available. We have you call in and give us your opinion on the issue of the week. Is your house a horrible mess? Are you planning a thorough spring cleaning? Dial 800-282-2333. That's 800-282-2333. Answer the question yes or no. One for yes, two for no. And then there's an opportunity after that to get things from the health world and all kinds of opportunities. I guess, Jack, in terms of what harm there is, if you have a mess in your house, lots of dust and dirt and things that have been in there for a long time, yep. What does that do to your respiratory system? What does it do to your overall health if your house isn't clean?
Well, it begins to be a nest bed for the pathogenic type of bacteria that needs the right kind of circumstances to grow. We live in a community. We live in a community of things that we can't even see, the parasites, the viruses, the bacteria, the protozoa, everything that makes up that microbiome you were talking about earlier. But they exist outside of our bodies to a certain degree as well. And when you have areas that have accumulated dust and then you pile, I've been in homes where stuff has been piled up so much in corners and that it begins to be a nest bed for rodents, not just the little things you can't see. And you will change the overall balance of bacteria that's around you. You know, we don't see these things, but on our skin are billions upon hundreds of billions of bacteria and viruses around us all the time. And when we create a different environmental situation that allows the wrong guys to overgrow, then you're asking for some serious problems, especially homes that have buildup of mold. Mold's just another part of the microbiome that we're talking about. And it has a tendency to have a very negative effect in time. Not enough sunlight, not enough clean, beautiful air blowing through the house when the temperatures are correct. And you can overdo it, of course. There's these people who've just got to wipe down every possible surface they come in contact with every day. And that's just going too far the other direction.
Yeah. Well, something that you have to keep in mind. We were talking earlier about the healthcare system, how complex it's gotten, healthcare professionals. Some, like with every other business, there are different kinds of people that focus on different kinds of treatment, different kinds of care. It's like the radio business. There is music, there's talk, and in the music world, there are a half a dozen different types of music, that you can choose one station over another. Talk, the same sort of thing exists, and the same thing is in the healthcare. But focusing on healthcare, one of the things that got lost in the discussion of the Obama bill and healthcare in general was people's understanding what they were getting. It was not a healthcare bill, it was an insurance bill to give you insurance to go get into the system the same as it always has been.
Yep.
And what needs to change in the system is making it available. I think I went on the air last week and went through a number of things that were part of, I'm trying to find that information now as I'm talking to you. I went through a whole number of things that, yeah, I did just find it. The bulwark for a good new health care bill, this is not about insurance. It's about prevention. A good health care bill should be about your health.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
Wellness, not about sick. Sick care and health care are two very, very different things. So you hear all of this googly bungalunga about health care. It isn't health care. It's sick care. If you want to have care, you want to take care of your health. And if this bill were really, to be honest, it would focus on reforms like the business of medical savings accounts and what you could use the money for, medical education in school, the direct pay for doctors like you, Jack, who don't take insurance because you can't manage to stay in business and go through all of the government BS that it takes to get your money.
Well, it's like Mary saying all the time, we don't have healers anymore.
No.
We just have healthcare professionals.
It's like a burger flipper. We don't have cooks anymore. We don't have chefs anymore.
Good analogy.
We have people that flip the food. They take it out of the package and they stick it in the cooker.
Yep.
And very few people creating a good restaurant experience. The same thing is true. Very few people creating a lifestyle or scientifically validated way of looking at supplements. Instead, it's all about what drug can you take and who can make the most money. Supplement regulation in the FDA is anathema. That shouldn't
the
be.
The FDA, the NIH, the CDC, they will not fund anything that's the least bit controversial. Oh. And it's not controversial.
Why is it controversial?
Well,
because doctors don't serve, they're not served well by having people get well.
That's the controversy. The controversy isn't in the public mind that, boy, why don't they do some research on the value of improved nutrition? Why don't they bring in 25,000 people compared to a bunch of other other people and that are on a very strict nutritionally balanced diet and see how they fare over the next 10 years as opposed to those who go on eating processed carbohydrates and processed foods from the shelves for the next 10 years. And let's compare the that's controversial. That wouldn't be very good. We wouldn't really learn anything from that at all. Well, because of that, it's stamped out. At the same time, they will dump all kinds of funding in some of the most ridiculous ideas you've ever heard of. And there's a list of them there at the NIH.gov. You can see where the money is going. And because they will sponsor the birth of a new drug.
Yeah.
And that's not controversial in the mindset of the pharmaceutical companies.
No.
So it all depends on what you mean by controversial. It all depends on what you mean by good health. It all depends on what you mean by a health care system, because that word doesn't mean the same thing from a professional point of view as it does in the public mindset.
One of the things that's also difficult is the malpractice insurance. As part of any health care bill, the malpractice thing has to be dealt with. The lawyers don't like it, but the system of medical liability is so demoralizing, is so expensive, so unnecessary. It adds to the cost of health care. We all laugh. Why does it cost $4 for a Kleenex or $8 for an aspirin? It costs that much money because the damn lawyers are always suing the hell out of doctors or systems. You know, doctors make mistakes. That's why you got to sign all this HIPAA crap. Every time I went in to get my back examined the other day, it took me a half hour to fill out the paperwork because the government requires it, because the government is this and the government is that. The government's all powerful. It's a government, 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 and lawyer, 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 who are ruining this country.
Yeah, whatever happened with buyer beware? I mean, you know, yeah. it's this nursing attitude. I don't mean nurses. I mean this mollycoddling, this taking care of you from cradle to grave.
But the other side of it is, Jack, I mean, I understand how malpractice works because some of the current crop of dollar doctors, cost of the health care. I mean, I understand paying for an operation and what is involved in having the facilities available, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But the intervention that comes as a result of people taking the wrong product for a disease, there's no agreement because the brainwashing, I guess as close as I can come to what's happened to a lot of people, depending on who they trust. And, you know, people say, oh, it's all right to use aluminum in your deodorant, doesn't hurt anything. Anybody who tells you that is stupid or a liar. Because that's what causes Alzheimer's and dementia.
But a lot of other problems as well. And the thing is that people don't want to know. People, you know, don't upset my world. Don't confuse my lifestyle and my sense of reality by bringing me a new concept of the truth. And it's the same thing with this. You know, Amazon took our ageless thyroid off of their page because it has food in it.
Yeah.
Because it has thyroid extract. It has several other glandular extracts. And they're referring back to a law by the FDA that came out in the 1930s that said
somebody doesn't want you to sell them.
Well, that's just it, because it works because it has food. It has food in it. Yeah. And, you know, you can get it on our website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. Our long-life energy enzymes are there. Fortunately, no one said anything about that yet. But they sent us a letter and said, hey, you can't have ageless thyroid on here because it's got food in it.
Can't be selling any food, but they do sell food. They sell the daily food. You know,
you can get snack bars. You can get bags of candy.
Things like that. All right, 45 past the hour. Dr. Jack Stockwell here as we discuss and debate the realities of the healthcare system and maybe some ideas to change said system for them to be considering. Walt Disney said, if you can't dream it, you can have thoughts about things. You can dream it. You can get what you want. You want good health? You want good health care? Then one of the ways to getting good health and good health care is to get blood to every part of your body. Jack and I talk all the time. So do Ken and I talk about the value of Super Beets, the boost in antioxidants that comes with it, superfood drink loaded with dietary nitrates, easy to take, doesn't taste like dirt. All those positives and the negatives. Doesn't taste like dirt. Well, what does it taste like? It tastes like beets or it tastes like black cherry. It comes in little packets or it comes crystallized as Neo 40. Put that on your tongue, absorbed into your system right away. Take Super Beets, the canister, open it up, put a scoop in a glass of water or a smoothie or something. Take it and in minutes, your body is filled with blood because the arteries are opened up and the microvessels are opened up. So the blood gets to your muscles, your brain. You've heard us tell this story before. The only thing left to underscore is sort of what Jack said. This is a food. Yeah. It's a food, ladies and gentlemen. It helps you. What a concept. It's a food. And so people say, well, why don't I just go buy some beets? Well, because every teaspoon, they've done the work for you at Super Beets. If you want to get the benefit, you got to eat 3 beets at a sitting. One scoop contains 3 beets. Probably easier, right?
Under the circumstances. I would think so.
Yeah.
I would think. Right. Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the same thing with the stuff we have. Why don't you get it in a concentrated form so you don't have to sit there and eat the whole cow? You don't have to sit there and eat a whole table full of beets.
Yeah, I wouldn't be eating any cows, but I get to your drift. 800. Jack and I discuss that all the time, and I don't agree. By the way, there was something that would horrify you. You and Mary would look at this video from PETA. I think they go overboard a lot of times. But last week I posted on my Facebook page a video from PETA showing how cows and steers are...
Oh, it's terrible. I agree with you.
You say slaughtered.
I know. I couldn't agree with you more. We tell our patients, stay away from commercially processed animals.
Yeah. 800. Anyway, let's get the Super Beats taken care of. 800-655-4183 for Super Beats, or get them at DougLikesBeats.com. That's 800-655-4183. Do it now whilst you are thinking about it, s'il vous plaît.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
Allergies, pollen in the air, dogs in the house, mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour, use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Everybody get up! Everybody get up! Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like Geico is more than just a company that can save you money. Geico also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost a sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Yo!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with a warning for pregnant women. If you're in a bad relationship, if you're dissatisfied with your relationship, you have an increased risk of infectious diseases. Also affects your children as well. The conclusion in a thesis that was delivered this past week by a doctor in Bergen, New Jersey. He said, quote, "My study does not prove that the first thing leads to the second, but those who report they are dissatisfied in their relationship more often report illness during pregnancy. Their children are also reported to be ill more often, especially in the first year." The doctor's name is Roger Eckberg. He said, if you compare the group of pregnant women with the lowest satisfaction to the group with the highest satisfaction in their relationship, the first group's risk of becoming ill is more than twice that of the other group. Being unhappy in a relationship is very stressful, and the stress weakens your immune system. Don't we all know that by now, how much of a factor stress is on what's going on in your body, in your head? A weakened immune system, if you're pregnant, leaves both you as the mother and the child more open to diseases from bacteria, viruses, that kind of thing. The same thing that happens to us, this is the focus on pregnant women here, but in general, you could say this about anybody. If you're in a situation where your immune system is compromised, you're open to all kinds of stuff. So make sure you keep your immune system strong and get out of bad relationships if you're in them. How much work does that take sometimes? There's a word to the wise, thoughts from the Good Day Health Program. I'm Doug Steffen.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Tracy McRae. Let's face it,
The older we get, the harder it is to physically do some things.
So unfortunately, we achieve peak muscle mass by our early 40s. And after that point, we have a progressive deterioration in some that might equal up to 50% by the time they reach their 80s or 90s.
And that can take a big toll on the ability to walk, do household chores, and live independently. Dr. Nathan Labrasser is studying ways to slow that muscle loss. One that may hold promise is targeting a protein in the body called myostatin.
And myostatin is a negative regulator of muscle mass. So the idea is that if we can disrupt myostatin in the body through a drug, we can have a powerful effect on muscle health.
But for now, there's no magic pill or silver bullet. So your best bet is to keep those muscles moving. Physical activity now will help keep you moving later. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Are you living with a growing prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? Prostate problems don't go away on their own, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it for free. Pay only shipping and handling. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-507-1004. That's 1-800-507-1004. 1-800-507-1004.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Jack Stockwell with Dr. Doug Steffen. Jack's got a license. I don't. It's all right. Not much separating us. I've got a little knowledge. Jack's got a little more knowledge. So here together we are dangerous. Things get jammed up here a little bit sometimes because people say, oh, what's your experience? Most doctors will tell you, and this is why I have a degree in learning and listening, most doctors worth their salt will tell you, especially if they went to school when Jack did or when Ken did 30 years ago. I think education continues because you read all the journals and you study the things that come to you from various sources. But if you go back to what you learned when you were in school, and I would say this would apply actually to pretty much all of us, no matter where we went to school or what we learned. The amount of information pertaining to our specialty or our interests changes dramatically. And the more we have so much information available now every day from no matter what our area, that what we learned in college is useless. What you use now to practice medicine, Ken will happily tell you, he doesn't use anything that he learned in school. It's all been replaced by new info. And I would bet to say in your area, because you're a specialist, a NUCA chiropractor, that deals just with the northern spine, if you will, that there are plenty of things that have changed there to the point of making what you learned in school obsolete. Would you agree with that contention?
Well, it does. It does. And it's not that the science changes or anything like that. There's just different ways to approach different kinds of problems. And what was considered to be the standard of care 20, 25, 30 years ago, has been replaced to a great degree by technology that is still in an experimental phase itself.
Well,
so
I think that
what is going to be standard 10 years from now is different than now.
Well, science is always disproving itself. I disagree. I don't think science is a perfect science at all. I think that it's, in many instances, a joke. And it's used, the misnomer of science and scientific exploration, the way that these studies come out depend on what the people who pay for them want to have the study come out. That's what they, science can be used for all kinds of things. You can, it's nonsense for people to think that just because science is attached to something that it's automatically indisputable is complete crap.
Well, there's another word out there that's called science-ism.
Yeah.
And science-ism is different than scientific.
Mm-hmm.
And science-ism is where people have a particular belief in something that sounds scientific, but it's not scientific at all. And sometimes that replaces in our minds what is duly repeatable under laboratory conditions that would be defined as scientific, but scientism creeps in, and well, of course, everybody knows that. Well, everybody knows it. And it's kind of a wave that passes through us from time to time, and the problem is it actually gets into the standard of care, yeah, where the latest fad becomes science when it isn't scientific at all.
Mm-hmm.
That's, again, I want to come back to that. That's why we put food in the stuff that we offer to our patients. That's what the forbidden doctor is about. It's about the forbidden information, the forbidden stuff you're not supposed to know, because if you start learning the stuff, you start thinking. And when you start thinking, you break free from the herd. And when you break free from the herd, you get outside of the control of the status quo. And that is as scary a proposition in politics, in economics, in healthcare, in science, in religion as anything possibly can be. That's the mission of the forbidden doctor.
One of the things that I'd also like to see, to go back to this bill or suggestions for the healthcare bill from scientists and doctors, the research on vaccines needs to be done, incentivizing healthy lifestyle choices, discounts for people who don't smoke,
yeah,
discounts for people who are on the right diet, discounts for people who exercise, discounts for people who have the optimal fat-lean ratio, blood sugar numbers where they're supposed to be, blood pressure where they're supposed to be. Those people all should get the benefit of taking good care of their body. They don't now. Nobody pays any attention to it.
No.
At all.
No, no. And unless you, in some cases, unless you are following the dictates of your professional, healthcare professional, right down the line,
yeah,
you're actually considered a risk, even if you have wonderful blood test numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, this country has been flooded with so many people that have so many things to gain from selling all these painkillers, and the way the young people are being hooked on digital heroin, that is their screen addiction, but there's regular heroin, too, they're getting addicted to. All right, lots of food for thought as the American way is scrutinized here. The Good Day Health Hour, Dr. Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen, 59 after the hour.
Listen, this whole do-it-yourself thing is fine for some projects, but when it comes to window coverings, not so much.
Tell me about it. I did some do-it-yourself shades that are best described as uneven and twisted.
Yeah, I've seen them. That's why I'm going with Budget Blinds.
That's a style and service for every budget people, right?
Yeah, and that is for real. Budget Blinds has no surprises pricing and a no-questions-asked warranty. The best in the business.
No surprises pricing and a no-questions-asked warranty?
No-brainer, right?
So Budget Blinds comes in, measures everything, orders for you, then they install it all?
It's a beautiful thing. And now you can get up to $500 off on Signature Series window coverings.
Another no-brainer. Number, please.
855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com.
Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS and get the experts to do it for you at a price that fits your budget.
Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.